This is the third of our podcasts on rights for fathers and partners, including same-sex partners, as well as time off and benefits for working families.
Hello, I'm Katie Wood, Legal Officer for Maternity Action. I hear you've got some questions about time off and pay for fathers and partners.
My partner's just found out she's pregnant. Am I entitled to time off work when she has her first scan?
Fathers-to-be and partners, including same-sex partners, are entitled to time off work for up to 2 antenatal appointments. You are allowed a maximum of 6.5 hours per appointment, including travelling and waiting time. It is unpaid, but some employers offer paid leave.
Will I be entitled to time off work when the baby's born?
You will be entitled to 2 weeks paternity leave if you have worked for your employer for 26 weeks by the 15th week before your baby is due, and you are still working for the same employer up to the birth. You can take paternity leave from the birth up until 56 days after the birth. If your baby is born before the expected date of childbirth, you can take paternity leave from the birth until 56 days after the date your baby was due.
Will I get any pay?
Some employers offer fully paid paternity leave, so you should ask your employer. Otherwise, you may qualify for statutory paternity pay. Statutory paternity pay is paid for up to 2 weeks and is currently £139.58 per week. You qualify for it if you worked for the same employer for 26 weeks by the 15th week before your baby is due, and you are still working for the same employer when your baby is born. You also need to earn over £112 a week on average in approximately the 8 weeks before the 15th week before your baby is due.
What do I have to do to get paternity leave and pay?
You should give your employer notice in the 15th week before your baby is due. You need to tell your employer the date your baby is due and the date you wish to start your paternity leave. You also need to tell your employer whether you wish to take 1 or 2 weeks leave. You must give your employer a signed declaration stating that you are the baby's father or the husband or partner of the mother, and that you are responsible for the baby's upbringing and you are taking the time off to care for the baby or mother. You should put this in writing or fill in form SC1, which you can find on the hmrc.gov.uk website, and give a copy to your employer. Your employer will work out whether or not you qualify for statutory paternity pay. There's an information sheet called Time Off for Working Parents on the Maternity Action website, which includes more information about paternity leave and pay.
My employer says I don't qualify for statutory paternity pay because my earnings weren't high enough. Is there anything we can claim?
If you do not meet the qualifying conditions for statutory paternity pay, your employer should fill out form OSPP1. You are entitled to ask your employer for written reasons as to why you do not qualify. If you think your employer is wrong to refuse payment of statutory paternity pay, you can ask your local HM Revenue and Customs officer to make a decision. If you are entitled to it, HM Revenue and Customs will order your employer to pay it. If you do not meet the qualifying conditions because your earnings were not high enough or you did not work for your employer for long enough to get statutory paternity pay, you should contact your local Job Centre Plus, as you may be entitled to income support if you have no other earnings during your paternity leave.
My employer is going into liquidation. I've been told they can't pay my statutory paternity pay.
If your employer has refused to pay your statutory paternity pay or has gone into liquidation, your statutory paternity pay will be paid by the Statutory Payments Disputes Team. You should contact HM Revenue and Customs.
Am I still entitled to statutory paternity pay if I change jobs or if I'm made redundant after the baby's born?
Yes, you are still entitled to statutory paternity pay once you have qualified for it, even if you will not be working for the same employer after the birth of your baby, as your employer claims it back from HM Revenue and Customs, and you are entitled to keep it.
I'll be staying at home to look after our baby once my partner returns to work. Am I entitled to any other paid leave?
If you meet the qualifying conditions for paternity leave and pay, and you are still employed by the same employer, you are entitled to shared parental leave and pay if the mother returns to work early. The mother must take the first 2 weeks of compulsory maternity leave, then she can reduce her maternity leave and pay to create shared parental leave for you to take. The maximum shared parental leave that can be created is 50 weeks leave and 37 weeks pay. statutory shared parental pay is paid at the same flat rate as statutory maternity pay of £139.58 a week.
What do I have to do to get shared parental leave and pay?
You should give your employer notice in writing at least 8 weeks before the date you want your leave to start. You must give a notice of entitlement to opt in to shared parental leave and a booking notice to book the time off. The mother must also give notice to reduce her maternity leave period and a signed declaration that she consents to you taking shared parental leave. There will be a new podcast about the right to shared parental leave and an information sheet on the Maternity Action website called Shared Parental Leave and Pay.
Am I entitled to normal benefits during paternity leave and shared parental leave?
You are entitled to continue to receive your normal benefits, such as a mobile phone or company car. You also continue to accrue holiday as normal. You should not be treated less favourably because you have taken time off on paternity leave or shared parental leave.
Does my employer have to keep my job open for me if I take paternity leave or shared parental leave?
You are entitled to return to the same job on the same terms and conditions after ordinary paternity leave. If you take shared parental leave, you are entitled to return to the same job if your leave is 6 months or less on aggregate. This includes any periods of shared parental leave and paternity leave. If you take more than 6 months leave on aggregate, you should still be allowed to return to the same job, but your employer can offer you a suitable alternative job if it's not reasonably practicable for you to return to the job you were doing immediately before the start of your leave.
I'm on shared parental leave. I've been told there are going to be redundancies. I suppose that means I'll be one of the first to go.
You can still be selected for redundancy, but your employer must use fair selection criteria. It would be an automatic unfair dismissal to select you for redundancy because you've taken paternity leave or shared parental leave, or because you are on leave or are about to take it. If you are selected for redundancy during shared parental leave, you have some additional protection, as you have the right to be considered for any suitable alternative vacancies before your colleagues. If you are made redundant, you are entitled to any redundancy and notice pay you qualify for, as well as any annual leave that you have accrued. Your statutory shared parental pay should continue to be paid for the period of shared parental leave booked. If you want to receive the remainder of the shared parental pay available to you and the mother, you should book it before your employment ends.
My partner has got a new job. I'll be staying at home to look after our child. Will I have to pay back my statutory shared parental pay?
No, you do not have to pay it back, as your employer will have claimed it back from HM Revenue and Customs. You should resign from your job in the normal way, given the notice required by your contract. You are entitled to be paid for any annual leave you have accrued up to the end of your employment.
I need to take some time off work to help look after our baby, as my partner has postnatal depression. But I only have 2 weeks annual leave left to take, and I want to use that for a summer holiday. Can I ask my employer if they will give me some extra leave?
There is another type of leave called parental leave, which is different from the new right to shared parental leave, which is available to both parents once they have worked for their employer for a year. Both parents are entitled to take up to 18 weeks parental leave per parent per child up to your child's 18th birthday. Parental leave is usually unpaid, but some employers provide some paid leave, so it's worth asking. You have to give at least 21 days' notice to take parental leave. You must take it in blocks of a week, and you are allowed to take up to 4 weeks a year, but your employer may agree if you want to take more leave. Your employer cannot refuse parental leave, but they can postpone it for up to 6 months if it would cause undue disruption to the business. You have the right to return to the same job after parental leave of 4 weeks or less, but your employer can offer a suitable alternative job if it's not reasonably practicable for you to return to the same job and you have taken parental leave of more than 4 weeks. There's more information about parental leave in the information sheet called Time Off for Working Parents on the Maternity Action website.
I want to work 4 days a week now our baby's been born. Can I ask my employer if I can reduce my hours?
Yes, if you have worked for your employer for at least 6 months, you have the right to ask for flexible work, and your employer has a duty to consider your request seriously. you should make a written application and think about how the reduction in hours could be managed. If your request is refused, they must give a good business reason, and you have a right to appeal the decision. If your request is accepted, it is a permanent change in your contract, unless you and your employer agreed to a trial period or temporary change in hours. There's more information about the right to request flexible work in the information sheet called Child Friendly Working Hours on the Maternity Action website.
Are there any benefits we'll be entitled to once our baby is born?
Yes, once your baby is born, you can claim child benefit. Families in receipt of child benefit will be subject to a high earner child benefit charge if one or more parent earns over £50,000. You may also be able to claim child tax credit and or working tax credit depending on your family income. You can telephone the tax credit helpline to find out if you qualify. If you or your partner are receiving income support, income-based job seekers allowance or child tax credit of more than the family element, you may be entitled to a Sure Start maternity grant of £500 if this is your first baby or your first multiple birth. You can claim the Sure Start maternity grant from the Job Centre Plus from 11 weeks before the baby is due until 3 months after the birth. Some of these benefits will gradually be replaced with universal credit. There's more information on benefits in the information sheet called Money for Parents and Babies on the Maternity Action website. Case study.
I had to leave work early last week because my child was sick. I also need time off to take my child to a hospital appointment next week. My employer's starting to ask questions about why I'm having so much time off work, and I'm worried that I'll lose my job.
Firstly, all parents are entitled to emergency time off for dependents. This gives parents the right to take a reasonable amount of time off when someone who relies on you needs emergency care. This includes illness, injury, a sudden incident at school, or a disruption with your usual childcare arrangements. If you need to take time off in an emergency, you must make sure that you notify your employer, telling them the reason for your absence and how long you expect it to last. Time off for dependents is usually unpaid, but some employers offer some paid family leave. You must return to work as soon as the emergency is over and you've been able to make any further childcare arrangements necessary. As far as the appointment next week is concerned, you cannot take emergency time off as it is a planned visit. You could take annual leave, or you could ask your employer if you can take parental leave for 1 day. Your employer may agree, although parental leave must usually be taken in blocks of 1 week. Your employer should not treat you unfairly because you have taken emergency time off. If you are dismissed or treated unfairly, you can make a claim in an employment tribunal. Try to resolve the matter informally with your employer first. If necessary, you can make a formal complaint using your employer's grievance procedure. You must make an employment tribunal claim within 3 months of the dismissal or unfair treatment. You are protected against unfair treatment and dismissal for taking time off for dependents from day one of your employment. If you suffer discrimination or unfair treatment during paternity leave or on return to work, you can get advice from your local Citizens Advice Bureau or see the information sheets on the Maternity Action website. If you are thinking of making a tribunal claim, you must contact ACAS Early Conciliation first, and they will try and help you and your employer reach an agreement.
This podcast was made by Maternity Action. For more detailed information about your rights at work, download our information sheets from www.maternityaction.org.uk.
I'm Rosalind Bragg, Director of Maternity Action. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. We need your help to continue to champion the rights of mothers and their partners. Please donate today so we can continue this important work. Text MAMA 13 £20 to 700070 or give what you can. Thank you for your support.